Good find, Jane.
All right, we're back. Ask Us Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. My guest today has been Dan Schaefer. Well, we mostly talk about politics, but of course we can't get through a show without also talking about the Bucks. I feel like everyone's all right. What have I been missing? What moves? I feel like there. I saw something about coaching staff getting a little bit of a change up. But what are we? How are we looking? Because what's the countdown until the season opener?
We got a couple months now, but the thing is, like, this is like the slowest period of the NBA calendar. So there's really not a whole lot going on.
So is it better to discuss the Josh Hader trade? So that people are very upset about that.
We can talk the Josh Hader trade. There's a little bit of Bucks news this week where they brought in, they're bringing in, so they lost their lead assistant, Darvin Ham, is going off to coach the Lakers. So they had another lead. They promoted a lead assistant, Michael Lee, who's been with the team for a long time. And they hired a guy named Damari Carroll, who was very recently an NBA player. For the Hawks and Spurs and a bunch of other teams to be on the staff. So that's exciting too. But as far as like personnel moves and whatever, like none of that's happening in Milwaukee. There's still all the rumors about Kevin Durant getting traded or Kyrie Irving doing whatever Kyrie Irving is going to do and on from there. But the Bucks are pretty stable. There's not a whole lot going on. Just getting everybody healthy for next year. I guess Giannis is going to be playing internationally.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And Thanasis, right?
They're both
playing in Greece.
Yeah, both playing for the Greek national team this summer. So that'll be fun. Get our Giannis fix for, in the offseason.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, then what? Because I feel like I'm a Brewers fan by default because I going to games is fun. But as far as my attention span for as much as I'm trying to stay on top of for the show or for content or whatever, the Brewers always falls to the bottom of my list. And then I'll see a pretty massive headline that because of the osmosis that I feel like I do absorb Brewers news, that like Josh Hader getting traded is a really big deal because isn't he arguably the best, one of the best, if not the best pitcher in the league. And so you'd think that we'd want to hold on.
Yeah, it's like the best closer, one of the best closers in the league. And
yeah,
it's just like, it's weird that they're in first place and are trading one of their better players. So I think there's a lot of confusion for I get part of like, they traded him for, four different players, some prospects, some who are going to be on the roster right away. So it's kind of weird, but it's just like, if you're a team that's trying to win the World Series, why are you trading one of your top players? It's just very weird.
And it's weird because I always, what I do follow more closely, because how can you not when you live in Wisconsin, is Packer news. And God, my Wisconsin accent really has come back so strongly. Packer news. But I also feel like everyone has a very strong opinion every time the Packers do or do not do something. And in reality, my default opinion is the coaching staff and the managers and the general managers all get paid a lot of money to have this be their job versus those of us who just get to talk like some of us on Twitter, anyone could say anything that they want. And so I want to trust that this is the right move based on all of the information that these people who this is their actual job have when they make them. And so I never come out really strong on politics. I will, but even though I am not a political strategist whatsoever, and I'm not a campaign strategist, but of that I have like every confident opinion as far as what should or should not be happening. But when it comes to sports, it's like, I don't know, let them do their job.
No, but it's so fun to just question these people because everybody nowadays, like, everybody has played, NBA 2K and been their own GM and like done all the things. Every move gets scrutinized. Everybody thinks they could be the general manager or manager. It's part of the fun of following sports in this day and age because you can get so into it and such like a ridiculously detailed level. I'm not as big of a Brewers fan as I am a Bucks fan. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, the players that they got back, I was not really familiar with any of them. I was just like, I think I've heard of one of those guys, whatever. but I don't know the details the way, like, some people nowadays will just like know every minor league prospect. Like, I have some friends who are just like, know every single A player who's coming up for the team and get super into it like that. And I love that kind of stuff. But it, as far as just like being a casual fan, the way I am with the Brewers now, is just like, oh, it's, you know, they should probably be trying to win the World Series and trying to trade players away who could
help them
with that.
I know. And that's how I feel. It's like, I feel like I got very into the series with us versus Atlanta. And then when we lost, I was like, that was like the closest I had watched any Brewers, like a series, like consecutive Brewers games in years. And then we lost and I didn't watch any of the World Series. But I guess if we get that far again, I will jump on that bandwagon quickly and all of a sudden become an expert on the Brewers in a couple months. But so what does it go? Is your ranking then Bucks, Packers, Brewers, or what's your Wisconsin sports fandom ranking?
Bucks number one for sure. I think it kind of depends on who's good. Like with the Brewers, when it was Ryan Braun and Prince Fielder and Ricky Weeks and like that group coming up through the minors and like finally like breaking the Brewers streak of being terrible for like two decades, like I really got into that.
All right.
I really got into that. The 2011 team that made the NLCS, like I probably went to 25 home games that year and just got like super into the team. That was the year that they had Niger Morgan and got really, you know, had won close to 100 games. That was a super fun year. But I think it kind of varies. And now the Packers, I feel like the Packers are just locked into this. They're a great regular season team. They're going to win the division and they're going to have a heartbreaking playoff loss.
That is our destiny. That is our destiny. I'm worried that that's the same thing that's going to happen this year again, despite Aaron Rodgers showing up as Con Air on the first day of practice. I never got to talk about that because I feel like that happened, his like cosplay showing up to summer practice. And my guest that I had on that day was like, I don't really follow the Packers. I'm like, well, fine, then I guess I won't get to talk about it. That was the only picture of his long hair that I haven't hated. I'm going to be totally honest. I was like, when you brush it, it actually looks okay.
He only looked good in an attempt to look like Nicolas Cage.
I just want him to look like he bathes. That's all I'm asking for.
I think that day he did. I think he looked pretty good that day. I don't know. But I will say he is... He's like a performance artist. Like, I think he just loves attention. And
yeah. He's one of those people where when you talk about him now, you're just like, oh, Aaron's Aaron.
Like,
you just say his name twice.
All right. Well,
he is who he is.
We got 30 seconds left. Where can people find you and the recompopulation area?
Oh, that's right. I'm going to plug my work. So I read a column called The Recompopulation Area. We are reader supported. If you're listening to this show and you enjoy The Recompopulation Area, I'm going to encourage you to become a paid subscriber because we want to keep doing more recompopulation and write more columns and bring more people into the mix and have a new online media outlet in Milwaukee. So become a paid subscriber.
Thank you so much. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brown.